There's been report after report, and the trend is really clear that every year in Australia we are imprisoning more and more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and it's not actually achieving good outcomes, it's achieving very bad things. So that we know that there's whole generations now that are at risk of going to prison and being in prison instead of being at home with their families in their communities doing the good stuff that we all want to be doing.
So just in the last year, I mean, we're looking at 12% rise for females and 8% for males.
Yep.
That's in 1 year.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It's just year after year. And we're already really aware, and many, many people have been talking about this, that given the percentage of Indigenous people in the Australian population, there are far, far, far too many Aboriginal people in jail, far greater than their proportion would warrant. So it's over 25% now. And it's appalling and it's a scandal. Australia's Aboriginal people are some of the most imprisoned people in the world, and it's something that many of us are aware of, but governments just have not been willing yet to take the steps that are needed to change it.
There's a lot of things that, you know, we could flow on from there, but there's a couple in particular, and one that I'm interested in. So we're talking about, you know, before, and we're talking about the after. So if we can go to after and look about legal services, and I do recall earlier this year, which I'm sure you would as well, when it looked as though the 24-hour hotline for the Aboriginal Legal Service in New South Wales was going to be shut down. They've received a reprieve for 1 year. But what's the situation generally as far as legal services go?
Generally, we know that for legal services, for people who don't have the money to pay for lawyers and legal representation out of their own purse, and there's more and more Australians in that position, we know that things are getting worse and worse. So certainly the Australian Greens before the election were calling for a vast injection of funds into legal assistance services right across Australia, into legal aid. But particularly we were aware that there is a real need to increase funding to National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander legal services, who do great work throughout Australia, not only in actually helping people who've been charged and need to get that immediate legal advice and representation in court, but also in terms of making sure that the communities understand and have legal education, and also looking at where laws need to be reformed. So they do great work. We were saying that they need an injection of funding, and what in fact we know now is that the government 2 days before the election announced that they were going to cut Indigenous legal aid by $42 million, a huge amount of money, 15% of their budget. Since then, we've actually been trying to find out, are those cuts going to go ahead, and how are they going to be handled? What will be the effects of those cuts? Actually, I was asking some questions of the department, the government department that would be looking at doing those cuts, the Attorney General's department, to see, have they factored in what the effect of that is going to be? Because if people are not getting that legal advice that they need, then there will definitely be more and more Aboriginal people going into jail, which is what we're already seeing with these statistics anyway, Michelle. Unfortunately, they weren't able to say that they'd done any preparation for what that might mean, and they were suggesting that there might be some doubt about those cuts going ahead, but it's very much up in the air. And I know from speaking to people who work in Aboriginal legal aid that they're incredibly concerned, because the first cut would be about $7 million just until July next year. There's no time to implement that cut. That means that people are actually worried about their jobs. Some people are already leaving those services, so they're in a total state of chaos. And given what we've been talking about, that we know that actually we have a shocking track record in Australia on imprisoning Indigenous people, given that we know these stats are getting worse every year, and given that we have Tony Abbott saying that he's actually going to be the first Prime Minister for Indigenous Affairs, and then they turn around and do this, it makes no sense. It's absolutely scandalous.
And Tony Abbott did say on a number of occasions how Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander issues were going to be, you know, harnessed directly to his office, etc. So there's been no word on that.
There's been no clarity at all. No clarity at all.
And nothing from him.
No. And I think this is really, it's really important that people actually take this opportunity, given that we heard that these cuts that they announced as going ahead before the election may be subject to some review, under the audit commission that the government has announced, then I think it's a really important time for people to make sure their voices are heard and leave the Prime Minister in no doubt at all that if he says he's going to be the Prime Minister for Indigenous Affairs, he actually has to stand by what he's saying. My understanding is that even Warren Mundine, who's the head of the advisory committee to the Prime Minister, has criticised these cuts. It just makes no sense, Michelle, because as I said, we actually need to be doing positive things to make sure that we have less people being imprisoned, less Indigenous people being imprisoned particularly, and in fact this is going the wrong way. There's no doubt that these cuts would result in more people going to jail. And that's, as we said, more women, so that's mums with kids, with their mums in jail. That's also, you know, role models for families. That's men. That's young people too. Young people who are the sort of the future, I suppose, of all of our, you know, communities, being locked away so they can't be productive. They can't get on and do the other things that they need to be doing in life.
Well, as you say, it seems quite clear, and certainly from the data with these continual rises each year, that what this country is doing with its approach to punishment, if you like, you know, the legal system, whether you want to call it the justice system, whatever you want to call it, it's not working. Mm. So I know that, you know, the Greens have been working for some time, like a number of organisations and, you know, some pretty high profile Aboriginal people too have been working on other ways. So this is the before, I guess, but this is, you know, the longer term thing, isn't it? I mean, justice reinvestment as an alternative way of approaching how we deal with people who, if you like, behave in ways that the country deems is not good.
Yeah, look, this justice reinvestment idea, the Greens have certainly been working with a lot of organisations that have been doing work on this for quite a time now, and there is a momentum growing. That is the good news, that there is more and more evidence being heard, I suppose, by people who are in a position to make a difference, that the old way of just locking people up doesn't actually prevent crime and ends up having more and more people coming out of prison who are dysfunctional, going back to their communities, and they're not going to necessarily stop committing crimes. So the Greens have been working with people like Tom Calmer, Mick Gooder, the Australian Human Rights Commission, and lots of other organisations to show that there is a new and different way that will work, because currently, clearly, what we're doing isn't working, because otherwise we wouldn't be getting these statistics coming out every year showing more and more people are being imprisoned.